today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
GBV, 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 GBV.
Hey everybody, Patrick here. Happy Wednesday to you, one and all. I just want to jump in here real quick and remind you that yesterday we had the first part of a conversation with Matt Carlson from the Stick Arounds and Harbor Coat, and also he's the head honcho over there at Phonophore Records. And today we're going to talk about a various artists tribute compilation that came out on Phonophore Records, and it's called All Good Kids, a tribute to Guided by Voices. And Jim and I are going to get into that with Matt in just a second. So let me get the tape here, rewind it, and hit play where we left off yesterday.
Okay, so what is the Phonophore release we want to talk about today?
We are going to talk about a comp that we put out that's been out a few weeks now, a couple months. But it's free, so it's ageless. And it is called All Good Kids, a Tribute to Guided by Voices.
Never heard of them.
No, me neither. I'm sure that there are like three guys on here right now who are literally listening to this podcast and scrolling through Discogs to see what new Bob Pollard vinyl has appeared in the last 20
That's
minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a cult, and I am a formative member.
So what's the background on this project? How'd you pull it together?
So the background was, I sort of selfishly, I thought it'd be really fun to find a way to work with people. I can't put out... I mean, at the time, I was thinking, like, we'll find 12 bands who want to put out a GBV song, and we'll do a regular length, you know, for a regular band, not a GBV band. You know, but, you know, we'll do 12 or 14 songs. We'll put it out. It'll be a free thing. It'll be fun. It'll be a good way to connect with these people. So I sent it out to, like, 30 people, thinking half these people were going to flake. Almost no one did. 'Cause I don't know if anybody knows, musicians are really good at getting excited about the thing, not always awesome about the follow through. And
really,
and I signed myself up for this as a fervent member, and I thought, okay, well, if I send 30 or 35 of these out, we'll have 15 songs to put out, and it'll be great, it'll be fun.
That makes sense.
And
yeah.
Almost everyone said yes, and everyone who didn't say yes had a pretty specific reason why. None of it seemed to be about, and I curated the list, of course, but none of it seemed to be about, like, no, that doesn't sound fun. So we wound up with 28 songs. And
wow.
And I was shocked. And then when you get 28 songs that people are emailing and Dropboxing and Google Driving to you, you start to wonder, okay, what kind of conversations am I going to have with people if they, you know, if you get 28 tracks and 25 of them are amazing and the other three are clunkers, you know, you don't want to set people up for that. You don't want them to sort of have to, like, sit between two really good tracks and then they've got this thing, because nobody really knew what this was going to be. I mean, I put out almost no, like, production specifics. I was like, this is the file rate I need, and this is the song you chose, so do that song. That's it. And some people were like, I'm going to do a faithful reproduction. And some people were like, I'm going to turn this thing inside out. And what I really worried about was that there were going to be a couple where I was going to have to go, hey, I don't know if it makes sense for us to put this on the record. Can I hang on to it? And maybe we can use it for something later. So I get these 28 songs and they're all great. Like, and I know that's a really easy thing to say when you put out a tribute record, but, like, this whole thing truly exceeded my expectations.
Oh yeah, I'm going to drive my car. Oh yeah, I'm going to go real far. You will find it gone in the dictionary.
What was it, do you think, at the beginning that inspired your love of Guided by Voices?
The hook.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The way that guy takes... But I have always been a lyrics guy. Like, I love a good, I love a good melody, but like, if your lyrics are terrible, I'm gonna think less of the song. It doesn't mean that I won't like it, you know. I mean, I do own a Happy Mondays record, so clearly I don't have super
strict
rules. But
right.
You know, if it's just nonsense, if it's just stupid, especially if it's like overly sort of like clever, but in a like a really elementary kind of way, like an obvious way.
Yep.
And I wasn't hearing like, oh my god, this guy's telling me a story. This was all just like, clearly Pollard just uses free word association, but he does it in a way where like he has just absorbed however much rock and roll, how many ever thousands of hours he put inside his body, and he just regurgitates. It's like yes. Some kind of circus performer.
Well said.
And it's just amazing to me that that guy can continue to, I mean, almost like laughably so. I mean, at this point, it's a punchline in indie rock how much stuff they put out.
Right.
I certainly, as a big time fan, cannot keep up, and I don't want to, because I don't want to try to like absorb a record and then 3 months later have to start all over again. I don't want to do that. You know,
right,
so I
right.
can kind of duck in and out. And still know that if they come within, you know, 150 miles of where I live, I'm probably going to go.
You're right. And what a rich choice for bands, no matter what kind of band you're talking about, to choose from, right? You've got the biggest salad bar of all time.
That was a big part of it. I mean, a couple of people right away, they would ask me, well, why GBV? Number one, it was a pretty wide-ranging sort of... list of bands that were into Guided by Voices. So instead of picking something that maybe made a little more sense or would have like narrowed, I wanted something to sort of widen the scope of musicality, you know? And I think that's presented pretty well here. So there's lots of straight up rock and roll, but there's acoustic versions. There's electronica. There's like borderline goth. There's some like out and out punk. There's, you know, there's bar band, there's all kinds of stuff going on here.
So did you have to manage who was doing what song? Did everybody get to pick their own song, or was it just was the pool so huge that there was really no chance there'd be duplicates?
No, I kept a list, and so people would chime in and they would go, hey, is this song available, is that song available, and I would say yes or no. I only had a couple of people who asked for a song that was already taken, and it was fairly late in the process. And and I think that's just a credit to how many amazing songs that guy's written. I mean, another thing is, like, I sat down at one point, and shortly after the comp came out, and they were playing a string of shows, and I would count how many songs that are on the comp are on the set list that night. And they're doing, you know, of course, 50, 60 songs or whatever. And most nights it was like 7 or 8. Sometimes it was less. It never got to 10. And, like, and they're still playing, like, big hits. They're playing, like, I Am a Scientist and, you know, Echoes Myron and Gold Star for Robot Boy. Or not Echoes Myron's on their record, but Gold Star for Robot Boy. Or, you know, just all kinds of amazing stuff. I mean, nobody did Salty Salute. I mean, it's just, I mean, I could turn around with this set of songs gone, and I could have those same people go back, and there would still be hits that don't get covered.
Right.
We'd be 56 songs in. There are lots of bands that don't have 56 good songs. I would argue that most bands don't have 56 good songs.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just a testament to sort of the quality of that guy's work.
So you are you on 3 of the tracks yourself?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so can I just ask you, let me ask you about each one of those selections here. So
I'm
looking here at the track list, and I see Harbor Coat covered The Other Place.
Yeah.
So what do you like about that song?
So two things. We wanted one, we wanted to do, because there are a couple stretches where there is the whole GBV does REM thing. And that first EP called Forever Since Breakfast is basically a love letter to Reckoning. I mean, that's the way that's the way I hear it.
Yep.
Now, obviously, Bob's got lots of other influences that are more important than REM, but I don't think that's an accident. And so we kind of lean toward that stuff. And then it was a matter of picking something where we could really kind of lean into the fact that there are six of us. We have a pretty big band, so we could do some interesting, you know, musical and counterpoint stuff. But also we could kind of lean into the harmony thing, which is not a thing that GBV does a lot.
No.
And so we thought that song lended itself really well. And then we went, okay, how would we make this even more REM? And that was kind of the gist of recording that song.
Pushing comes to shove, and I'll be the first one to get it. Don't you understand anything? You won't like it at all. And fire burns in the predator's eyes, takes another disguise with a different face. It all gets down to the people in our town. They don't want to be found in the other place. Little boy stepping in front of his mom when his dad starts to beat her. Don't you understand anything? You wouldn't like it at all. And the fire that burns in the predator's eyes takes another disguise with a different face. It all gets down to the people in our town. They don't want to be found in the
interesting. Okay. Let's see here. Then the stick-arounds cover the Girls of Wild Strawberries.
Yeah. So I really have a soft spot for Half Smiles of the Decomposed, which is the record that's on. I think there are some real gems on that record, and this is one of my favorites. And we did it in such a way that our lead guitar player, Jason Lantrip, who sings on a little bit of stuff, but the majority of the stick-around stuff is either lead vocals by me or my bandmate Jeff, and we wanted to kind of separate that because we knew there was going to be a Harbor Coat song, and so we thought it might be fun to let Jason sing it, and it turned out great. I am not a lead guitar player, but the deal I had to strike was that I had to play the lead on that if Jason was going to sing it, and so I sat down and did my little homework and played a fuzzy, ragged poor attempt at like a American version of Neil Young.
And then the third one you're on is the Pantones covering Hank's Little Fingers.
Yeah, so this was really an excuse to get the four original members of that band back together. So three quarters of the Pantones are actually in Harbor Coat. So in many respects, that that band is an extension of the Pantones in some respect. However, in like 2012, it's been about 10 years, our bass player, Jake McCarthy, moved back to his native state of Maine. And he's been back there ever since. And we still talk, but we don't really do much. I mean, he played a little bit on the first Harbor Cut record. But I thought it would be fun. This was a song that I had been kind of messing around with long before the comp came to be a thing. And I just thought it would be a great excuse for the four of us to be forced to work on something together. And so I love the way it turned out. It was really fun. And it's another early one that I think a lot of fans maybe haven't heard if you're just sort of a not a pure hardcore GBVer.
Now, I know you. This might have been sensitive. You probably don't want to necessarily name favorites of the others that were submitted, things like
it's totally
that.
Fine.
That could be hurt
Go
feelings.
Ahead. I've already let my children know how I feel about them, and it's totally fine.
All right. I just didn't know if you want to. If you wanted to mention a couple of others that, you know, just maybe surprised you, I guess, or something like that.
And that's the thing. They're not necessarily favorites. I would say that the two or three songs that kind of continually surprise me are one, and it's semi-tangential to this podcast, but there is another guy in Scotland named Kevin Robertson who is in a band with his son called Vapor Trails, named I'm Almost Sure for the Ride song. And he is kind of... He has had his stuff released on a label with a bunch of bands that we know. And so I happened to see his stuff on Bandcamp one day and kind of went on there and just kind of checked it out and just struck up a friendship with him on Facebook. And I was like, hey, really like your thing, you know, just wanted to let you know. It's really cool. I know these other folks. And we chatted a little bit. That was it. And then when the comp came along, I was like, I know Kevin really likes Guided by Voices. I should just ask him. And he was like, yeah, sure, let me see what I can do. And then I kind of sent him a reminder late on, and he was like, yeah, we really haven't had time to do much. Let me whip something together. And then that's the last song on the comp. It's him and his son doing 14 Cheerleader Cold Front.
Wow, cool.
And it's gorgeous. I love that song. I got to see Tobin a couple of weeks ago. He opened for Superchunk in Detroit.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
It was great. It was really fun. Cool.
So we're going to get the stick arounds, right, in Chicago.
Indeed. Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
Can't wait. Now,
is Pollard going to be playing with you guys, or is that too early to
I think it's too early to tell.
Okay. Okay.
We're also concerned that he drinks too much.
I'll take care of him.
I'm going to be honest with you. If the stick arounds think maybe you're drinking too much, that's like
somebody
guns,
call the paddy wagon.
That's like Guns N' Roses having an intervention, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know this from experience.
Here's the deal. We are responsible middle-aged men, and we like to have a good time. And we will
cool.
do it. We'll do it responsibly, and we'll get from point A to point B safely and carefully.
Sounds like you're coming to the right fest, brother.
No.
Well, it's one of the reasons that we are scared to play outside the Midwest.
You're like, among friends.
We're going to Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, and then we're from Michigan.
Wow.
So like when you do that kind of stuff, or you even like if you go to Ohio or you know, wherever, like
somehow we woke up naked in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got
Jesus,
to the UP.
You went the wrong way. Wow. But yeah, I'm always kind of amazed that like I think if we like decided we were gonna go out east and like did like New York, Boston, Philly, and DC, like by the time we got to the fourth day, like someone would call like social services and be like, listen,
yeah.
There's a pack of drunk guys in a van driving up and down the Eastern Seaboard. They need to be stopped. And they're gonna be like, ma'am, they're just a band from Lansing. This is normal behavior for them.
That's right.
Just a band
That's
from
right.
Lansing.
You don't want to get too far away from home because you can get back. You can reasonably get
eventually,
back
from
Illinois or Wisconsin.
Yeah,
but
don't forget.
Yeah, I mean that is, and we all have day jobs, so that's the struggle. I mean, even though some of us have jobs that are directly attached to the educational calendar, like in the summertime, we've all got families and people we want to see and take a little break, and so it's hard to get away for more than 4 or 5 days.
Right. So this appearance at Suburbs Fest, this is a big deal, people. It's come on out.
It's a big deal, man.
This is one
come
of
on,
the few, appearances of the stick round.
Okay.
You're
come
be
on.
Able
I'm
to
sure
attend,
you're going
right?
to cover
so,
this in extra.
To make this happen.
I'm sure you're going to cover this in extra in other episodes, but I want to know, what does this whole weekend look like for you guys? How does this work?
Well, kind of similar to what you just described.
Okay.
First off.
Yeah. All right. So basically, a lot of drinking, less driving up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Okay.
That's
understood.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thursday night, you're doing like vinyl
Thursday night's going to be basically like an open mic kind of situation.
Open mic.
So
okay. You better show up and play, dude.
I'm going to be in Madison.
No, they're going to be in
Madison.
Never mind.
I'm going to be in Madison.
But I have a request for Saturday when we get... I have a request for Saturday when we get to that. Yeah, so Thursday night's sort of the open mic kind of thing. We call it a live hootenanny. It's at Arlington Ale House in Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
And then... Friday we have a band playing called Frank Muffin, who's friends of the podcast. They're from Indiana, and they're going to play a show also at Arlington Ale House.
Yep.
And then Saturday night at the Hidden Cove in Chicago, not the suburbs.
No,
that's the big rock extravaganza.
Yeah, you get to go down,
you guys.
You get to go down to the big city.
And here's my request for your set. Can you A, cover Glad Girls, and B, let Patrick sit in with you, because I know he knows the song. I know he knows
the
song.
I know it pretty well.
Yeah.
Let me, as they say in climes higher than mine, let me talk to my people.
Thank you, Jim.
And
I'll be there.
I think we might be able to accommodate. I wish our dear friends in the Royal Scene who kick off the comp and play that song could join us.
Hey, maybe that'd be great.
Oh, no, they won't. No. I mean, they're great guys, but they're the definition of homebodies. It's amazing. All right. Glad Girls for Suburbs. Okay. Let me get to work on it and see what I can do. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. So work on that.
Man.
Now, where can people get this music? Where can they get the Guided by Voices?
They can get it one
tribute?
Place and one place only. They can go to our Bandcamp page.
Okay.
Yeah, which is I actually have to look it up. That's how sad it is. I think I know, but I want to make sure I got it right. So,
well, if you go to phonophorerecords.bandcamp.com,
yeah.
Right?
Or if you go
there it is.
Or if you go to our website, which is phonophorerecords.com, it'll be the first thing you see on the landing page, and there's a link.
There you go. There you go.
But
go to Bandcamp and search All Good Kids. And
yeah,
you can find
do that too,
well.
And it's free. You can download it. You can share it with friends. Feel free to share the link. The other thing we would ask is maybe give the label or any bands you like a follow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those joints. And you know, if you dig stuff, go listen to more of their things and maybe spend some money and help local bands out.
That's cool. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. This has been
totally great.
A lot
yeah.
of fun.
Yeah, you guys,
absolutely,
of course,
sir.
This is great.
Can't wait to buy you a beer in person.
That sounds beautiful. Awesome.
All right. Thanks very much, Matt Carlson. And thanks for letting us know about this music, this Guided by Voices tribute. Everybody go check that out. And also check out the Stick Arounds and Harbor Coat music,
yes.
which I guess you could also find at the well, on the streamings.
Yep. On the streamings. It's on the services. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we would love to get your hundredths of a cent.
All right, with that, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
Matt Carlson.
Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you all later.
Thanks, guys.
I played the part. I played the star. I made a table out of clay. I placed my hand on the plan. I made it for a proud display. Played around. I heard the sound. A certain trouble on the way. I got took a car, I drove it far, I took the quality of steel, I crashed my nerve, I made it swerve, I made it back, was no big deal, I tasted blood, the day was good, and now I don't know how to feel.
Somehow we woke up naked in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.